Yeah.
Thank you, Don.
Interesting.
I might have to get another. My new King James is a little pocket one. It is so tiny, and you can see right through the pages. I almost need a magnifying glass now to read it. But I do love it. I've got a few things underlined.
I'm happy with it. It's the same, text for translation as the authorized. Same text. But, of course, in modern English.
All the Psalms, I to me, aren't real unless they're in the King James, the old King James.
I know the old King James got a lovely authority about it. It's true. But it's the new King James.
The Psalms just rhyme. They've got rhythm in English.
That's right. That's right.
The newer translations, it's more like just writing. It's like a story instead of a song.
Yeah.
One of the problems with the King James, undoubtedly, was that literally the King James, his insistence that the word ecclesia, it was absolute insistence that word must be translated church, and that is a big mistake.
It is. You're absolutely right, Robert.
Big mistake.
That's right. It says church in the wilderness. It wasn't that. It is the Hebrew word means assembly or congregation.
Exactly.
Back in Exodus 19, I think it is. It's an assembly or congregation of Israel. The difference being that Israel was one nation and one people. But the church is made up of many nations, languages, colors, cultures.
The complete Jewish Bible uses the word assembly. Congregation. Congregation. Yeah,
that's absolutely correct. I don't know what the New King James uses. What they do?
Big mistake, actually.
Acts 7.
We did it for political reasons.
Our church uses the NRSV.
Oh yes.
I used to like that a lot. Well, I still do. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. Yeah, it's good English too, isn't it?
Yeah, I grew up with the RSV, and then they came up with the NRSV.
Yeah,
so
that's the same. A bit similar with me. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. St. Andrew's Church.
Just trying to see what verse it is in Acts chapter 7. Oh, yes.
38. Yeah.
Yeah, here it's, this is he who was in the congregation in the wilderness. The authorized puts church.
Yes, it does. Crossed it out. It's
a big mistake.
Yes. Yes, Mary. Yes.
The Hebrew word you told us is kahal.
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 Kahal means one congregation, one people, one language, one culture, one nation.
What verse?
Pardon?
38.
Yes, 7:38.
Yeah, it's kahal with a K.
Kahal, yes. Kahal.
Okay.
Means congregation or assembly in Hebrew.
Yes. Okay, you've been breaking up a bit. I want to see that. It's 7:38.
Yes, Acts 7:38.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mine says assembly.
Oh, good.
I've got to love you and leave you.
Okay, Nigel. Okay. See you later.
Bye, Nigel. Bye.
Bye, Nigel.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye,
Nigel.
Bye now.
Take care.
And you?
Yeah, Nigel.
Bye. What does your Bible say, Ella?
Does assembly. It
say... assembly?
Yes.
Good. Correct.
I've been happy with it. But it's good to have different translations.
Yes. Yeah. Providing they're all accurate.
I remember we were at a house group once and we were reading round and there was some verse, I can't quite remember which one it was, but they didn't have it at all. It wasn't there in the NIV.
Oh.
There are verses missing, aren't there?
Yes, you are.
There is a couple.
About 700 verses missing.
they put them in the notes and say they're not sure where this came from, when if it was added in later. That's well,
the, quite yeah, important. The translation text that they used for the NIV was the Codex Vaticanus and Codex Sinaiticus. Although it's older, it is corrupt.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason why there were changes and why some are missing. 900 texts missing. Some. Yeah.
Yeah, there are some serious issues with
yes.
most translations.
One of them is Acts 8, the next one.
Yes.
Looking, and it's Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, and apparently that verse isn't in the NIV, Acts 8:37.
Oh,
I've got a note here that says it because
that's one out of many, yes, Mary. Yeah,
but it's quite an important verse, I thought.
I would say so,
very important.
37. Acts 8, which verse, Mary?
37.
Acts 8:37.
Well, I'm looking at the Greek here, and that verse is missing.
Oh.
Yes, I've got a note underneath my text, which is in here. It's quoted here, verse 37. And then it says, the Nestle's text, the Masoretic text, omit this verse. It is found in Western texts, including the Latin tradition.
Yeah. So it
swings and roundabout sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that verse is there. Yeah. If you believe with all your heart, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's an important verse.
Very important.
Mm. Yeah. That's true.
There are some huge changes also in some of them in the New King James and the original King James as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some huge differences. Mm. So it's not just the NIV that's different. I mean, New King James. Yeah. Doesn't the King James say you go forth and replenish the earth? Well, that replenish means you're refilling it.
Yeah, it does.
They're told to go forth and fill it.
That's not the word at all.
Yeah.
Not replenish.
Yeah.
That suggests there's been a creation before and it was ruined. That's not true. Right.
Mm. But there are several areas in the King James which in the New King James have been put right. They all struggled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which verse is that?
Oh, I can't remember. I haven't got it to hand. I recall from the conversations we had. If you could recall that,
hang on.
I don't know if you were there, Don, at the time teaching. We had the young lady and her daughter with the King James only people.
Oh, yes.
On a Thursday evening.
You see that.
And that was one of the items that was brought up to them to say, well, look, it can't.
Oh, yeah.
Genesis 1:28.
Yeah, it is very good.
Thank you.
Wait, am I going to change that? 1:28.
It's good to, bring these up when we're sort of, it's good for, future reference.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah. I think it's something to go and replenish, isn't it?
Replenish it.
Not in the New King James.
Not in the New King James, no, but in the original.
Mine's the original, and it says, be fruitful and multiply. Oh, no, then it says replenish after that.
It does say replenish, yeah. So
it says fill here. Fill, not replenish, fill.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Correct. Cross that out.
It's the word fill the earth.
I've got fill the earth. See,
yes. Fill the earth. Yeah.
Mine says, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it.
Yay. That's correct.
Yes.
Fill the earth, yes.
Oh, that's crossed it out. I've written fill.
Yes, that's right. Well done, Mary. Yes, good.
When I first came to the Lord and started to go to church regularly, I used to use the NIV in the church. Because as a new Christian, it was very easy to read and understand. I didn't know what was right and wrong, obviously.
A lot of people do.
Seeing what should be there.
I think
it's very easy to read.
Yeah, the deeper you go, the deeper we go, the more sort of, I hesitate slightly to use the word, but the more critical we become.
Yes.
Because we're adding knowledge to knowledge, you know, we're building up.
Yes, that's right.
We have to be careful with whom we discuss this, because a newer Christian would just say, what on earth are they talking about?
Yes.
They're trying to tell me God's word is good, and now we're picking it apart.
Yeah. Yeah, we do need wisdom. We need wisdom, yes, that's true.
Yeah.
The message, what do you think about the message?
Yeah.
Well, never heard it.
Rubbish.
Well, I have given the message to young people, to teenage boys who didn't know the Lord, because it's readable, and it gets the story into their hands. And if it'll get them to a church, get them reading the story of Joseph. It's an amazing story, and it just keeps going. It's not broken up into, it's broken into stories instead of chapter and verse.
Yeah,
it's hard to find verses.
Horses for courses sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. You know?
I mean, as I say,
they would change.
Oh yeah, well that's right. As I say, gradually. But I mean, we have a Cockney New Testament. Cockney.
Oh really?
Yeah. I mean, you'd only give that to Londoners, really. You wouldn't understand it.
That's right. Yeah.
It serves a purpose, doesn't it? It will get these young boys into church, and once they start growing in their faith, then that's where it comes in, and they start, you know, exploring and reading the different versions.
Absolutely.
Without being too critical, it's like saying, children, you can believe in Father Christmas, but when you get older, you forget it. It's not true.
I think that's still a plan. It's not true.
Well, no.
I think every message is true.
Yeah, it's the way it's put. I mean, we've all got our likes and dislikes and idiosyncrasies and, you know, critique, shall we say. But if it serves a purpose, at least if it gets someone, you know, looking into the word rather than not looking into the word, then we've achieved our, you know.
I was quite horrified when I first saw the cartoon Bible that was meant for 10, 12-year-olds that you can't get to read the Bible, but they'll look at a cartoon book. Little cartoons of Noah and little cartoons of Joseph.
Yeah.
The scripture's all there, and the pictures are what they remember, and it got them reading it, and they bring it to church and get their points on the chart for bringing their Bible.
Yeah. I mean, so if we...
baby food.
If we can at least lead the horse to water, then it's up to the horse whether it drinks or not, you know.
Well, that's very true. Yes, that's right.
The living water. Just to, before we spend a few minutes, if we may, please, in prayer. I've had a text from, at least a Facebook text from Lisa. She said she was hoping to join us this afternoon. But Lauren had a seizure, and so she couldn't. Bear that in mind. I mean, you know, it happens. So. Well, shall we close, as in for prayer, a little bit, if we don't mind? Okay. Yeah. Well, Father, thank you for the lovely word, encouraging word, very encouraging from Don again. You know, this encouragement that that is a thread almost through the way he teaches. It's so important, especially in these dark and difficult times, Lord. But right now, we lift up Lisa and Lauren, your servants, Lord, and ask you to be with them both, and especially Lauren. We know that this is... quite on a regular basis, perhaps, but nonetheless, Lord, you're always there. So we call upon you now to look after them both, and especially Lauren, and put her back on the road to recovery and normalcy. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Mm. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the teaching we've received today, Lord, from Don, and yet again, it's delivering the truth of your word, Lord. And we are so grateful that you are in total control, Lord. You are sovereign. Nobody can usurp you, Lord. You are in control. No matter what's going on in this world, what you let happen, Lord, we know we can rest assured that you are in control, and you will look after us and take us through these things, Lord. And we thank you for that. Again, we lift up Lisa and Lauren Lord, and we ask you to look after Lauren Lord. We know she has many, many problems, don't we? But please help Lisa to take care of her and bring her through this latest problem.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Well done. Thank
you. Lord, we know that one of the greatest tools of the enemy is to divide us up and to make us feel that we're the only ones and that we're alone. And Lord, we just come against that in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. In this time where we're going into Christmas and we will most likely be separated from our loved ones and our best friends we won't be able to get together with Christmas parties and New Year's parties. So Lord, just be there for us and help us to connect in other ways. And I just bind that spirit of loneliness in the name of Jesus, because you are so much bigger than all that. And we just say no to the enemy. You cannot do this to us. You just cannot, because we are filled with the Lord Christ, and he is bigger and greater and has all the power. So we thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we want to give you thanks that you are faithful.
Yes.
And even if, as the word says, if we even are faithless at some times, you still remain faithful.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're constant and always the same. This is our peace. This is our assurance. This is our confidence. Because you never change. Well, we thank you that you're the one person constant in a changing world down here. But you are always unchanging. And our confidence is in you. And we are established in you. And we want to rejoice and praise you.
Yeah.
That you have redeemed us, made us your own. We worship you, Lord, and just praise you for a revealed word that you've given to us, Lord. Even telling us the very end times, which we're living in now for sure. But you've not hidden these things from us, Lord. You've been so good. Help us, dear Lord, to share truth with others, we pray. Perhaps who may not understand it or don't get the right teaching of the whole truth of your word. Even the Apostle Paul said he would declare the whole counsel of God, and so must we. So give us grace, and give us patience, give us endurance, give us encouragement to be your servants while we're here. Amen.
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 We do thank you, Lord, that you are sovereign and you are completely in control over all the affairs of this earth, Lord, and all of the workings of men, Lord, and that you indeed are a faithful God and we can trust you in every way. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your mighty power.
Yeah.
And you are an awesome God, Lord, and we love you very much.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. Oh, we're having fish and chips on Fridays, by the way.
Dude, Nigel's not here to tell him that.
Do you have them from the chip shop?
No.
Do you have home cooked?
Home cooked?
Yeah, it's a bit naughty.
Well, frozen fish, but you know.
Yes.
Eamon, what are you eating tonight? Because
we had lunch earlier, actually. Dinner earlier.
Where is Sharon?
She's had to go to her mom's to take her mom's dog to the vet.
It was
I'm on the phone
this morning and bringing up blood, so they take it to the vet to have it checked out.
The appointment
was 4:15, so they should be back.
Same time. Yeah,
I'll find out later. So anyway, I had mashed potato, chicken, vegetables, and a garlic and herb sauce.
Ooh.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Can I come for dinner?
Yes. I've already eaten, unfortunately, but I'll pop another one on for you.
Yeah.
G World, it's banned in our house.
Well, Brenda doesn't like the smell of garlic, so I have to have tablets.
It's very, very good for you, Brenda. You should really try. You get the capsules, they're odourless.
Do you like garlic, good. Don?
Pardon?
Do you like garlic?
Yes. Yes, I do. It's good for it. Good for the heart, so I'm told.
Yeah.
Only occasionally.
It's a bit like the Bible, then.
It is. It keeps the devil away too.
Well, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus does that. He doesn't like that.
Yeah. Well, they say, that's what they say about garlic.
Yes.
Hello. Have you had your breakfast?
Well done. Yes.
No, I'm out of bed though. I was just so cold. My blood was not flowing yet. I kept looking at the thermostat. I got a little thermometer here in the music room. I'm going, it's not cold, but I'm freezing. So I put on a.
Well, it was early morning for you.
Yeah.
Llama vest my aunt knitted me, and then this blankie, and I'm warm. Yes,
you keep warm.
Quarter after nine. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So I need to get my day going. I've got two more meetings today.
Right, you're busy.
It's really a pleasure to see you, seeing you make that sort of effort, if you like. So thank you very much.
Very good.
Oh, it's so fun. I am so blessed by listening to you all.
Good to have fellowship with you. Good to have fellowship with you.
Yes, thank you.
Fellowship. Yeah.
Do you guys ever have an annual Christmas party?
Well, on Zoom, no.
We would. We're always eating and drinking together, but
perhaps.
We can't do it. Not this year, unfortunately. We won't be doing much at all.
Well, over the Christmas period, we can meet with family. Over that brief period of Christmas,
to meet together. So that's only three countries.
The British government have decided to put us into a higher tier. We've got the three tiers over here.
Yes, I heard about that.
Three, two, and one. We were all in tier one before the this latest lockdown, and they lift the lockdown on next Wednesday morning. But we've now all gone into tier two, so there are. Further restrictions. Shops are open or will be open, but you can't meet in others' houses. You can only stay within your own bubble and all this sort of stuff.
Restaurants or anywhere.
So it's still quite restrictive, unfortunately. People are complaining because it's the R rate is dropping, the amount of infections is dropping, but they've hired the rate that we're going into, which seems to make no sense, really.
Yeah, we don't understand it.
We can go out to restaurants, but only with those in our own household.
So, telling
me two of our friends, all four of them got tickets or got fines because they were in a restaurant with their parents and they didn't live together. The one lived in Vancouver, and they came out from Vancouver to Langley to have dinner with the kids, and they both got fines.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's a madness.
How much were the fines?
Maybe $150.
Okay. I think ours is $100.
In Manitoba, there was a church in southern Manitoba, a big Mennonite community, had a huge church service. 400 people came. The pastor was fined $2,500. And each person who went was fined $350.
Wow.
Said, all church services are banned. We can't have people getting together. And in that town right now, the positivity rate is 45%. So this is, they're saying, this is why you can't do this. Or if you want to, stay in your own community. Look after yourselves, but don't come to the city. Just stay there. I think they were just defiant, saying we have the right, it's our religious right to meet if we choose. But this is what happened. The rate went just skyrocketing.
No, you've got to think of others sometimes.
You can't socially distance in a church, really, can you? And
not that
many. You see someone, you're going to talk to them, you know.
So. Oh, our church tried we had, I think, three services when they allowed it. But we had measuring sticks in the pews of 6 feet. So you and your husband could sit here, and then you put the stick there, and the next person had to sit at the end of the stick. Yeah. And everyone had to wear masks in every second pew. It was not fun. It was, you kind of wave at people and go home and phone them. So anyway, it was good to be together, but that stopped now. So Carolyn was very disappointed because William was to be dedicated this Sunday, and it's tightened up again, and there's no church services at all. So she's just, it's been like 9 months. Well, they were first talking to the pastor back in March about having him dedicated it, or in February. And here we are still. But he's blessed anyway. We know that.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Well, I'm going to love you and leave you now.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, some of you guys, on Sunday.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Dad. See you next week.
Marie next week.
Bye, everybody.
London's trying to chew my leg.
Yeah, love you, Sharon, as well.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. Take care. See you Sunday.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
A sign of love.
Nope, I'll get out of here eventually.
That's
no,
it. The wrong one.
No. Just leave that.
Okay.
Bye, Mary.
Bye.